You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Another big home battle for the Packers at Lambeau Field on Sunday against the 5-1 Houston Texans. I'm Bill Scott. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft said the run game is where it all starts again this week for Green Bay.
The best way to put it is try to make everything look like a run. So that's the way I see it. If I'm chipping, you know, being aggressive, getting after the DN, getting his face right away, and that affects his pass rush, but everything rolls off of our run game.
Kraft declared last offseason that his goal was to be the best run blocking tight end in the league. His theory is this: if you're doing your job run blocking, you're on the field a lot, and that translates to more pass catching opportunities as well.
Theory seems to be working for me so far. That's the easiest way to get on the field is to be reliant and consistent in the run game. You know, the rest of it is what you can do with the ball after the catch.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers get their stiffest challenge of the season to date when they square off against the fourth-ranked defense in the league.
They play very fast, very physical. It's going to be a great challenge. You look at the talent they've assembled. I think they've done a great job getting a lot of really good football players, and they play extremely well together. You can tell it's a cohesive unit.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
The way the moonlight shined upon her hair. sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
Hey! And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south up to 25 miles per hour, creating a high fire danger. Temperatures will reach the upper 60s both today and tomorrow, but we do have rain rolling in overnight, so some showers could linger early tomorrow morning with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
To
Trail Mix 103.1.
Bye. mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
FM.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park. Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers, lows in the mid-40s. And maybe a shower tomorrow morning, staying mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine and warming up for Sunday and Monday, highs to the mid-70s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Complex, cock it and pull it, we're going down. wax, cock it and pull it.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Dances while his father plays.
lonely, said I'm never gonna be lonely. I wanna be a lion. Yeah, everybody wanna pass as cats. We all wanna be big, big stars. Yeah, but we got different reasons for that.